Oh my God, not again. Yes, indeed. Another edition of the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's Tuesday, everybody. June 4th. Dave here. All the good stuff. We started off by talking ABCs. And not to insult the intelligence of our listeners. No, no, no. It's our newest contest to win $1,000. So you definitely want to know about that. A person who is not winning $1,000, but we think he'll be just fine. He won $2.5 million. James from Jeopardy. He went down last night. The end of his 32-show reign for Jeopardy James. We discussed that before hitting the phones to hear about your driving pet peeves. Male crop tops are now a thing, thanks to one fashion company. Jimi Hendrix went in the isolation booth, and we didn't isolate his guitar. Oh no, the man can sing as well. It was the 35th anniversary of Born in the USA, and we debated Mr. Mojo Rising. And it's all right here for your listening enjoyment. Let's dive in. It is the Daily Podcast.
That might have been the most Steve statement that Steve ever made. Now that you brought it up, I wasn't going to bring it up, but now I want to bring it up.
You were tempting
him. I want to talk about it. Yeah. I wasn't even thinking about it.
Dangle that.
53 degrees outside, mostly sunny today. Temperature getting up to 73 degrees. What we're talking about are the ABCs of classic rock, our high-low game where you could win $1,000. We will play this morning at 8:35. Debbie will play in the 9 o'clock hour and in the 11 o'clock hour and in the 1 o'clock hour. Andre will play in the 2 o'clock hour and the 4 o'clock hour, and each time you're getting that much closer to winning $1,000. I'm telling you, I think we're doing it this morning.
Oh, me too.
I hope to God you are here at 8:35 to find out where we left off, and, oh, God, I mean, there is a way to get this wrong today.
Yes,
there
correct.
Is. There's a couple of ways to get this wrong.
There's maybe three ways.
Yeah. But I don't think... One of them, we don't play at all, so I don't think anybody's going to come up with that one.
Yeah, be shrewd.
Although there could be some hardcore fan of that band that might bring them up. I wouldn't put it past somebody to bring them up, right? And unfortunately, they'd be wrong, right?
I can't believe Steve hasn't blurted out what he told him not to.
It's killing him. It's absolutely killing him.
I'm actually more curious. We have a photo up in the studio for the ABCs of Classic Rock.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm really curious to know who the porn actress they hired is to be on that photo that's in this ABCs of Classic Rock MGK photo.
Don't you know who that is?
I don't.
That's stock footage.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
The time has come. James Holzhauser is off of Jeopardy.
Wow.
It went down last night. He lost last night to a librarian.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know, and he's had nice things to say. Said, you know, if I was going to lose to somebody, this is a great person to lose to. I mean, that she played the game right. She outplayed him, and he's fine with it.
Would he have said that about anybody, though? About whatever they did?
It's possible.
Probably.
It's possible.
Not if it was a mechanic.
Yeah,
you know, then he'd be like,
right,
you know,
that was
possible.
Right. But no, she did. It went down like this. So if you missed it last night, you know, this is the guy. He's $78,000 short of beating Ken Jennings.
Oh, he's a nobody then.
Yeah, he only has 2.5 in winnings.
All right, here's how it went down.
The line, "A great reckoning in a little room," in As You Like It, is usually taken to refer to this author's premature death. Jay, we come to you first, and you came up with who is Marlowe, Christopher Marlowe? You are correct, sir. And you will add 6,000. That bumps you up to 17,000. Over to James now. He had 23,400, and his response was correct. His wager, a modest one for the first time, that takes him to 24,799. So, Emma, it's up to you. If you came up with a correct response, you're going to be the new Jeopardy champion. Did you? You did. What did you wager? Oh, gosh, 20,000. What a payday. 46,801.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
You know, I found something that, well, I don't think you would use because you don't go outside in your car. Yeah. Right? But I have a funny feeling that a lot of people who pay attention to you would love this thing. There's this new device called RoadWaves, mm-hmm. right? And it's spelled W-A-Y-V-E, RoadWave, rather, right? Mm-hmm. And it's an electronic sign that you could put on. I can't imagine putting on your windshield, but you could put on your rear window. And what it does is it gives you a choice of 10 different messages that you've created that flash up on the screen. All right. So, you know, if somebody lets you in, you could hit, you know, like, oh, number one is thank you. And it says thank you. Or somebody lets you in, you know, nice. Or that you need to merge, you know, please merge. You know, that would come up. Or what would be the, you know, the most popular one in Philadelphia, a-hole, yeah. right? Because, everybody in Philadelphia would program
just
a-hole.
Pre-program
into that.
It.
Yeah.
Save
right,
us
might
some
as well
time,
be
road
there.
Waves.
All right. It takes 10 messages. But with that in mind, and again, we have to exclude Cindy from this because she will not go out in the car. All right. A traffic person who doesn't like to drive. All right. But what is, because I've got a new driving pet peeve that is driving me out of my mind, and everybody's got them, 215-263-WMGK. And we've heard a lot of the normal ones, you know, and I'm looking for the ones that are over the top because this is my new one. Mm-hmm. For some reason, all of a sudden, it has become habit for people to go to a stop sign. So you got two cars at a stop sign, right?
Right.
All right. One behind the other. All right. First car stops at the light, stops at the sign, looks both ways, moves on.
So far, so good.
All right. Second car should stop at the sign, right?
Sure.
Right. No, the new thing is, well, I stopped long enough with him. I'm going to go through also.
I've never seen that. What?
I nearly rear-ended a guy the other day because, and I see this constantly now. All of a sudden, well, we both stopped already, right? No,
that's
you don't
crazy.
Get you
that's,
don't get to go next.
It's almost like a bridge where you have to merge into one lane.
Yeah,
you know, those people sneak behind the other cars.
Right, exactly.
That I'll accept. It's a stop sign. You still have to move up to the stop sign.
Yes.
And then stop.
Yes. All right, you know, but this is new thing. I mean, really, it was, and of course, it's two young girls in a Jeep that's far too big for them to be driving. Right, and I sound
spring
like
break,
a
baby,
and
hey,
I sound like a
break,
young man.
You know what? I approve of these people now.
But literally, came up behind, and you know, and I saw this guy pulling into the street, and I said, "Okay, I have some time." And all of a sudden, the car behind him pulled out also, and I'm slamming on my brakes because you know there wasn't supposed to be two cars.
Sure.
You know, so but anyway, what's yours? What's your pet peeve?
Currently, it's the people that are buying this thing to put in the back of their car. I can't stand being stuck behind somebody who is going less than or directly at the speed limit.
Oh, so you can't drive behind Dave?
No. Right. You've got
he's Mr. Speed
out
limit.
Of the right lane then.
You
right.
have,
where I'm supposed to be.
If it's a one lane road, you've got a 7 mph buffer that the cops will give you. Probably 10.
I'm Mr. 5 over the speed limit.
Oh, you're
okay.
The worst.
5 over is plenty. It's not too high, it's not too low. For me, it's people that are hesitant.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have a reckless driver fly by me than somebody who's hesitant. Should I go? No, maybe. Should I stay? Should I go? It's like, you know, freaking Ramones.
And then that's a clash, right? But then there's the person who the reason why they call it an acceleration lane, right, is because you're supposed to accelerate as you come into the traffic.
Right.
It's not the go to the end of the lane and stop and block everybody from getting onto the highway.
Yep. For everybody, it's dangerous.
For everybody, it's dangerous. You start looking before you get up there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, one of the worst ones right here on Belmont Avenue.
Oh, every day.
All right. You
that's
know,
my life.
Right, and you know, but westbound's not as bad as eastbound.
Uh-huh.
Eastbound, they're coming around a mile a minute.
That's
and
true.
Like, oh, I ain't letting this guy in.
Yeah.
All right. You know, so what is it for you? What is your driving pet peeve? Why would you want this sign? Right? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. We're going to get to your car pet peeves, your driving pet peeves, all because of this RoadWaves sign. I'm telling you, I want one of these. You know I deserve. If anybody deserves one of these signs, it's me.
I think Steve and I will be collabing on that for Christmas.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You should. You should, because I'll admit it, I missed a road rage. I saw this thing online yesterday, the RoadWaves sign, and it's a RoadWave, I'm sorry, W-A-Y-V-E. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's a digital sign that you can put in your rear windshield, right? Or is that what you call it? The rear window.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And you can put it in there, and 10 different digital messages can come up on it, right? You know, I wonder if you could put a finger on it.
There's a thumb. There's like emojis. I was checking it out.
Yeah,
it's a Kickstarter, by the way.
Is that what it is? It's in the works.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So it's not available yet.
Right. But there's a lot of like emojis, common symbols we understand, but you can customize one of them.
Okay, all right. And that's the one in Philadelphia that would say, a-hole!
Correct.
All right, you know, and you have that on the back. But that got us into thinking about what are your pet peeves for drivers out there, because everybody's got them. I'll admit, I can be a little road ragey.
Ooh.
All right? The only where that usually happens is when somebody takes my life in their hands with their driving. That's when I kind of lose it. Not that that's really all that much of an excuse for losing it, but at least, you know, at least there's something. But what
that's
we want to know.
A whole nother topic that we have to get to at some point.
Right, right. Yes. Me, my road rage?
Yes.
Anybody in the road rage, what you did. We'll get to that at some other time.
Okay. All right. I have been known to get out of a car and yell at somebody.
Oh, my
yep.
God.
That's best of.
All right, and then one day, oh, no, I want to even tell the story.
Yeah, don't get it.
We'll there, save it. We have another
there
time.
Was people a gun. Are on hold, John.
There was a gun.
Oh, relax.
215-263-WMGK. Let's start right here with this guy. Okay, let's talk to this guy whose name is Guy. Good morning, Guy. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Longtime fan, man.
All right, so what is your driving pet peeve?
Uphill braking.
Uphill braking.
Oh, my God, this is fantastic. Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
It is. I live upstate New York, but I'm from South Jersey originally, and I see it all the time.
Wait, are you listening to us in upstate New York?
I am. I'm streaming you guys. I do it every morning.
Yeah, the only reason you should be doing that is if I see some antlers, you know, a silhouette going off into the woods afterward.
Right, exactly. Okay, Dan, what about yourself? Your pet peeve with drivers?
I don't know what the DMV is teaching drivers in Pennsylvania, but Pennsylvania drivers in the left lane going way too slow. That's
Let me ask you, Dan, where are you from?
New Jersey.
This is the way that we make up for Jersey drivers in Center City who are amazed by the big buildings and can't move around a car. This is how we get even with you folks.
Well, you're doing a good job.
Well, thank you.
Good.
George, what about yourself?
My pet peeve is the idiots that drive down the road with a blinker on for miles and miles, and you never know where the hell they're turning.
I think Jerry had a joke about Florida drivers, how the state flag or state symbol should be a yellow sign with just hands in the top of a head on the steering wheel. That's what it looks like.
By the way, lowering yourself to the microphone doesn't really give people an image on the radio.
Doesn't matter. I got the laugh out of you guys. Just like, move on to the next caller.
Darren, what's it for you?
People that'll ride that left lane, they'll either do the speed limit or do just a little bit under the speed limit, and they stay there pretty much until their exit comes up. And it's more or less, you know, good luck to everybody. I exit now.
Yeah, that's right. The exit slide.
Come on in, Bill. So what's your pet peeve?
Well, when you're going up the road and you have to merge left because of construction, you put your left turn signal on, you look, you got plenty of room, and the guy in the left lane speeds up and goes by you.
Because being one car length ahead of you is going to get him to work so much earlier.
Changes everything.
Right. Oh, my God.
Well, especially in construction when you're only doing 50 miles an hour.
Right. So you know, that's why you need that road wave sign. Right? And you put that on, and that's where you go, a-hole!
You got it.
Kellyanne, what's it for you?
Mine is when people are coming onto a major highway or something major roadway and they don't yield.
Are you talking about using the acceleration lane to get onto the highway?
No, there's a yield sign. You yield.
Yes, you do have to yield to the traffic that's in the flow. But don't go to the end of the damn acceleration lane.
And stop.
The object is to put, here it is. Here's the problem right here.
Okay.
Right? Kellyanne, she's the problem. She's the problem.
That's it.
She even just admitted it.
Kellyanne's the problem. All right. She stops at the end of the acceleration lane. We know it now. It's all you, Kellyanne. From now on, when I see that, I'm gonna scream out, "Damn you, Kellyanne! Damn you!"
I think, oh my gosh, oh my gosh! I never realized. Thank you, John.
Have a good morning.
Realize.
Bye now.
Bye.
You know, we could just keep answering the phone for the
next,
you know, 24 hours, and people call in with all of their car bitching. Although some people, they misunderstand what I'm saying about the acceleration lane. Yes, when you're in the acceleration lane, you do yield to the traffic that's moving, but you don't stop at the end of the lane. You do that yield long beforehand so that you have the time to accelerate to get onto the highway.
Right, you got to time it.
Right, exactly. You know, it's like, you know, my favorite one in the city is the one right by the Art Museum getting onto the Schuylkill West.
Right,
and you're coming down that, and it's really hard to see the traffic that's below you.
Sure.
You know, but at the same time, you know, when you can see that there's nobody there, well, then hit the gas and get on the damn highway.
Mm-hmm.
Right, don't go to the and then it backs everybody else. Ugh. Don't
be thankful you don't have my commute, John.
Your commute is fine in the morning.
Oh, in the morning it's fine. Yes, the way home.
Right. No, you don't. Do you know who I pity? I don't pity you. Mm-hmm. I don't pity anybody who's using the bridges. Right. I don't. Yeah, the people I pity, and Cindy, I know you could back me up on this one. Mm-hmm. Anybody on 422? Right. There is.
That number strikes fear.
Every once in a while, I have to get on there, and I'm like, oh my God, please, I have to take this road. Right. God bless all of you who come into town on that road, and thank God you don't have guns.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
I literally got up this morning and said to myself, we haven't had a fashion story in the longest time.
Yeah, it's true.
I would like you to go to our Facebook page or WMGK.com, whichever you could get to fastest.
Okay.
And you'll see what is going to be the new trend for the summer. Right?
Crop tops for men.
Crop tops for men. And what do you call that midriff tube thing? Tube top. All right. Crop tops and tube tops for men. Yeah.
It's a moob top. Right? It's for men.
It's a moob top.
Yeah, well, is it depends on how much snacks you've been.
What man. And
Ezekiel Elliott from the Cowboys.
Ezekiel Elliott, that's who's going to do it?
He's all over this.
That's true.
If I look like Ezekiel Elliott, I might wear that too.
I was going to say, the crop top on that guy with his abs, that looks pretty okay.
Yeah, he looks like 21 Savage for all our fans who know who that is. By that I mean three.
Which is me and Dave.
Yes, including us.
Let's just put it this way. 50% of the people who are on the air right now know who you're talking about. Come on, what man in his right mind is going to wear this stuff? Now, I've seen gay guys wear this stuff all the time and for years.
The gay brotherhood probably already has this.
Yeah, exactly. It's nothing new to them.
Right.
But to try to put a straight, no, it's just not going to happen. It's just, this is.
If you combine these two, it would make a perfect normal long sleeve shirt.
Exactly.
It's like a puzzle piece. Right.
Maybe it's like those khakis that have the zipper that turn them into shorts. Maybe this has a zipper and there actually comes as one shirt. And depending on how you feel that day, you unzip it.
It's starting
and you
to make sense.
The tube top with a crop top.
Yeah. You know what? My birthday's coming up.
I'm a fashionista.
I'll give it a whirl.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
It is time for me to press this button.
It's now time for us to go into
the isolation booth.
And in the isolation booth today is Jimi Hendrix. I was about to say Richie Havens for some
strange
reason.
Well, let's do him too.
That's what that was. No, it's not Richie Havens. It's Jimi Hendrix. It's funny. On this date in 1967, Paul McCartney and George Harrison went to the opening of a new club in London called the Savile Theatre. Right, and Jimi Hendrix was performing there, and the first number that he comes out on stage and performs is Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Right, I've heard that recording. I mean, it's loud, it's violent, it's nothing like the way you're used to the Beatles doing it. But let's get to the isolation booth. Jimi Hendrix is, most times if we were going to do a Jimi Hendrix thing in the isolation booth, that we just isolate the guitars.
Sure,
right. But Jimi was a great singer when he had a song that he could really sing at, and one of those songs is "The Wind Cries Mary." All right. And what we do, if you've never encountered the isolation booth before, is we literally remix the song. We take all of the instrumental part of it and kind of lower it so that we can really emphasize the vocal. And this is a great example of how well Jimi Hendrix could sing from, the isolation booth. It's "The Wind Cries Mary."
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9. MGK.
I actually have all of the tracks on that, and the drum track is so incredibly boring. It's just like next to tap, tap, tap.
Well, you got to lay back tap, for the
tap,
ballads.
Tap, tap, tap.
Was that Mitch Mitchell?
Yeah, Mitch Mitchell.
Okay. Would Dave be able to figure it out if we just played him the drum track?
You know what? I don't think he could. Ooh. I don't think, because it's that boring. It's that boring. It is absolutely that boring. $1,000 up for grabs at the ABCs of Classic Rock. That's coming up at 8:35, 59 degrees outside now. Mostly sunny today with temperature getting to 73, but 59 at the moment. And you know what? I might as well start talking about this because it's going to start today. Yep, on Friday the 14th, and that is the date for this year's John DeBella Veterans Radiothon, a day-long fundraiser. that we do at the National Constitution Center to benefit the Philadelphia Veterans Multi-Service Center. And one of the things we do is the online auction. And this year, we've got some stuff, and it starts today. Bidding starts today, cool. And every hour during the course of the broadcast, one of these things disappears, and we got some great stuff this year. Front row tickets for Jeff Lynne's ELO, for Deep Purple, for Lynyrd Skynyrd, and nice. This is the last nice. Time you're ever going to be able to see Lynyrd Skynyrd, so you could be in the front row for that. We also got guitars from Peter Frampton, Paul Rodgers, Don Felder. They're all autographed, and it goes on and on. A stay at Atlantic City to see Journey and Ditter. I mean, it's going to be a great, great auction, and all of this money going to the Philadelphia Veterans of Multi-Service Center. So here's a great way to support the Radiothon, to support the vets, and to walk away with something really spiffy. All of the details are at WMGK.com. Use the keyword auction.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
I'm sitting here and I'm going through music news, and all of a sudden I realize, oh my God, today is the anniversary of Born in the USA. So,
how about that?
Yeah, you know, so
how old?
35 years.
First CD that was ever pressed.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. First album that ever came out on CD was Born in the USA. And seeing that it's the anniversary and seeing that we notice, I think we should be playing the block.
Why? Why are we playing it? Because
we noticed. Right? That's it. Yeah. Hey, I'm old. I forget a lot of stuff. All right. What's my name? Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
I know who it is. I know who the monster is.
All right, let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on.
Who is it? Tell us.
It's John DeBella.
It is so.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one.
I am.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.
Mr. Mojo Rising is an anagram for Jim Morrison.
Sure.
All right. And I contend that they did not plan it, that some rock conspiracist, you know, came up with that years later and go, oh, look, Mr. Mojo Rising is Jim Morrison. He's still alive and hiding
letters.
In France and all that stuff.
It would be way too coincidental for that to be accidental.
Right. It's too many letters for them to then, chance.
I think there's something that you're not taking into consideration. The drug use that would have taken really some thinking, right? Although then
that plays into it more.
Hold on, let John just keep coming up with reasons so it just helps us.
Just hand him a shovel.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sing
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.